For egg-laying animals, it's almost always in the late spring or summer. That way the eggs can be incubating during the summer, during the warmest part of the year, when the climate is the most amenable to the production of young.
To know when to mate, dinosaurs react to the change of seasons.
In the weeks leading up to the breeding season, there would be hormonal changes taking place in the body of the dinosaur that are triggered by passing time itself, by the length of the day, for example.
As winter recedes, the days get longer. Sensors in the back of the eyes respond to changing light, transmitting crucial information to the brain. A signal triggers the pituitary gland to release the hormone gonadotropin. These chemicals prepare their bodies to produce eggs or sperm. Raging hormones also trigger dramatic changes in behavior, and very different changes in males and females.
For the females, that means stockpiling resources to produce the offspring. For the males, that means figuring out how they're going to beat the other males at the game of reproduction itself.
They're more alert. They're more visual. They're being more aggressive. They're more fight. We're getting a whole cascade of social complexity, which would be really fun to watch.
With hormones racing through their veins, a carnivore's advanced killing tools become even more deadly. Between the ages of 15 and 18, the mortality rate for meat-eaters like T-Rex increases 5 times. This is the age adolescent males begin to challenge older, more experienced males. Battles may start over a mate, but they can quickly develop into a death match.
There's going to be some threshold, some test that the male has to pass to get the privilege of mating with the female, get the privilege of reproducing.
Fights break out over territory, bravado, and of course, to impress females. These clashes are shows of strength, meant to prove who has the best genes. Fortunately, most of the time, the aim is not to kill your opponent.